B-Pod Studios.
All right, Jenny, how are you, madam?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How can we help you?
All right. I've been hanging out with this guy for about a month or so, and, you know, he's really great. Mm-hmm. Everything just was seeming to work so well. We were having, like, a great time. But the last time we hung out, he hasn't answered any of my calls, any of my texts.
Okay. Let's go. Okay, let's go to that point. The last time you guys hung out was where? What happened? How did you mess up? What did he find? What did you say?
All right. So, you know, it was all normal. I spent the night at his place. We both left to go to work the next morning. And honestly, there's nothing that I can think of that would have messed anything up. I just want to help figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. So you spent the night at his place.
Mm-hmm.
And you got up the next morning. Everything was fine. Like, you had sex the night before?
You know it.
Oh! And then you both went to your jobs and, you know, implied that you were going to see each other again type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, sex. The morning was good. Left for work.
Yeah, the sex was good.
The sex was real good. I'm baffled. Usually there's something in the story that kind of gives a little bit of a hint as to what it is. But if I said to you, I got $1,000 for you, if you can guess what it is that he's not into you for, could you give me a guess?
So in the morning, like, he's a big fan of sports, and, you know, the Tour de France just happened. That woman had been holding a sign and all these different bicyclists, like, crashed.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I just didn't care. You know, I'm like, that's not even a sport. Like, why are you
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him getting annoyed about that, but honestly, I'm on your side. But anyway, all right, hang on the phone, all right, Jenny?
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, second.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Who's this?
So, I'm sorry for calling you so early in the morning. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. We got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
What?
So, we're calling you from a radio station, but we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to call you on her behalf. It's a girl that you know.
Wait. Who is this?
We're calling you. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. There's three of us on the phone, and we're calling you from a radio station. And so somebody gave us your number to call you because it's a girl who basically wants to ask you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, we'll let you choose whatever you'd like to do for a date, whether you want to go to a restaurant or something like that. And we'll pay for the entire thing. And then you can pick the day, the time, whenever you're free. It's not like a blind date because I'm going to tell you the girl's name. So,
is this for real?
It's
I think
for
he's
real.
Lost.
Yeah. How about, okay, I'm just going to tell you the girl's name and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So she wants to apologize for insulting the Tour de France, that amazing sport. Her name is Ginny.
What?
Ginny called. Ginny wants to.
Look, no.
No.
No, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with that bitch.
Wow. Okay. Oh, so.
Are you kidding me? Bitch?
Okay. Whoa, Ginny. Lord. You weren't supposed. Okay, so Ginny's on the phone right now, Nathaniel. Is there
bro?
Is there a reason that you're calling her a bitch?
Yeah, like she doesn't know?
Apparently not.
I've never met anyone who's a more soulless bitch in my life.
Holy shit.
What?
Is this because of the Tour de France?
What the hell are you talking about?
Why?
No, nothing.
Why are you calling her a soulless bitch?
Because of the squirrel.
Because of the
Oh my god.
What?
Is this the f***ing squirrel again?
Yeah, the squirrel.
Wait, let him tell the story. I want to hear him tell the story.
The squirrel again? What happened with the squirrel before?
Look, I have a bird feeder in my yard, and we get up the next morning. She's leaving. I walk her to the door, and she has to walk right by this thing. And there is, I have never heard an animal make a sound like this.
Okay.
Look, it was clearly stuck.
So because Ginny ignored it,
It was like it was stuck by its fucking balls.
It was stuck by its balls?
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? Like, reach out and just touch a rodent? No, I have work to go to. I don't give a fuck, you know?
You see what I mean? A soulless bitch.
So
oh my god, he's so aggressive.
So the squirrel, how was a squirrel stuck by its nuts?
It just has this weird crease between the feeder and the post. And I don't know, maybe it went in the feeder and couldn't get out. This isn't funny.
I mean,
you don't understand. Look, you don't understand. When I was a kid,
yeah,
my grandparents had this old rickety picnic table.
Yeah.
And my dad always used to joke, careful how you sit or it'll rip your nuts off. One time we were there and I got stuck.
Oh my. By your nuts?
Oh my god.
So this
that
is like...
I thought I was going to rip my nuts off.
Okay. Oh, so this is bringing up traumatic, you know, past, like PTSD for you.
Boy, she doesn't even... All right. She doesn't even care. She's like, oh.
I try to help, all right?
No, you didn't. You just f***ing left. I called the fire department, animal control, anything I can think of. I was inside looking for cooking oil, and I grabbed some dermaplast, because what the hell else could I do?
And what were you doing?
Nothing.
And you were trying to unwedge his nuts?
Well, at least I figured with the dermaplast I could, like, do something for the pain.
Right.
You probably made it worse, kid. All right? Like,
so did they end up releasing...
I don't think you can make it worse. Something's hanging by its nuts. I don't think there's a worse.
So did he end up getting released after, you know, when animal control stuff got there?
Yeah, eventually they got him free.
Well, that's good. That's good. So the
took
squirrel
him to the vet.
Yeah. So the squirrel is
took
fine.
Took him to the vet.
So this is all because Ginny ignored a squirrel that was stuck by his balls.
What if it's me? What if I'm stuck by my balls?
Oh.
You just gonna go to work?
Look, if it's a person,
this is the kind of girl that rips the nuts off of any boy animal in her house without even considering its feelings.
That's right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Well, now we know it's not because of the Tour de France.
woo!
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
Almost wish it was.
Yeah, Nathaniel, would you like to see Ginny again one more time? Maybe you guys can, you know, discuss this situation.
Hello.
No. Okay.
Bro, we have such good chemistry. What have you got to say about that? Nothing?
Did he hang up?
I think he hung up. He hung up. I'm sorry, Ginny. He clearly, apparently you know, ignoring that squirrel absolutely destroyed your relationship with this guy.
He f***ing hung up.
He hung up.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, well, Melissa, Pebbles, Ramiro, you guys are freaking awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I know you don't take it out on us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.